It's very helpful to realize that the word Jesus refers to two quite different, even though related, realities. And to distinguish between these two meanings of the word Jesus, I refer to the pre-Easter Jesus and the post-Easter Jesus. The pre-Easter Jesus, of course, is Jesus before his death, a flesh and blood historical figure who probably weighed 110 pounds, was maybe 5'1". We don't know that, but that's the average size of a man in that world. Had to eat and drink, was flesh of our flesh, no different in kind from you and me. This is what the tradition means when we speak of Jesus as fully human. The phrase the post-Easter Jesus refers to what Jesus became after his death. And this Jesus is a spiritual reality. Let me underline that for some people that sounds like he's less than a physical reality, but that's because of the modern prejudice that the physical is real and the spiritual is questionable. When I say the post-Easter Jesus is a spiritual reality, I mean that he has all the qualities of God. He is one with God in the language of the New Testament. He can be experienced anywhere and in more than one place at the same time. And unlike the pre-Easter Jesus, he doesn't have to eat and drink. He's not 5'1" and 110 pounds. I mean, it would be ridiculous to think along these lines. And then the reason this distinction matters is that if we don't make it, we tend to project the divine qualities of the post-Easter Jesus back onto the pre-Easter Jesus, and then he becomes an unreal human being. I think a lot of Christians think that Jesus was God walking around as a human being, and might even think that that's Orthodox Christian belief. But to think of the pre-Easter Jesus as God means he's not one of us. I mean, it also raises the question, well, what would it mean to say that he was God? Do we mean that he had the mind of God and that's why he knew stuff? So you could have asked him what the capital of Kansas was and he would have gotten it right. What would it mean to say that Jesus was God? Do we mean he had the power of God so he could do anything? All of those conundrums obscure how utterly remarkable a human being Jesus was. The South African Gospel and Jesus scholar Albert Nolan has a great line in which he says, Jesus is a much underrated man. To deny his humanity to him is to deny his greatness. Now, when I say the pre-Easter Jesus was fully human, not different in kind from you and me, for me, that in no way diminishes how remarkable he is. I oftentimes say the pre-Easter Jesus is one of the two most remarkable people who ever lived. And of course, somebody will always ask me, who's the other one? And I will say, you know, I really don't care. I'm simply making the point that what we see in Jesus is a human possibility. One final way of making the same point, I sometimes speak of the pre-Easter Jesus as St. Francis with an exclamation point. And I choose St. Francis because many think of him as the greatest of the Christian saints and even as the most Christ-like of the Christian saints. Is St. Francis a human possibility? Of course. How often does a St. Francis come along? Not very often. So I do see the pre-Easter Jesus as utterly remarkable. I see him as so open to the Spirit of God that he could be filled with the Spirit of God to a remarkable degree. But he's not God simpliciter. To say that, I think, creates confusions that don't need to exist. And also, to say that the pre-Easter Jesus was God, or even to say simply he was divine, makes it impossible to take seriously that we are to follow him. We as human beings cannot follow somebody who is not fully human himself.